Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser speaking. The Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening in right now, not the other Alice Fraser. This week, something extraordinary happened. Some unreleased and previously unheard audio from this week's guests on The Last Post made its way to my email inbox, so I feel duty-bound and am privileged and honoured to make sure it reaches a wider audience, which is you. These excerpts even included the American's first experience of a new novel from self-published romance maven, Dancy Lagarde. You do not want to miss that. So rather than a regular roundup of the highlights of this week, please enjoy the non-highlights, the lowlights, the invisible lights, this exclusive material from each of the guests this week. Alison Spittle, the American, Josh Gondelman, Andrew Zaltzman, and from Tiff Stevenson, as you'd expect. These episodes also featured some excellent comedy from the marvellous Alice Fraser.
I've watched the Other Dimension Hamilton a few times and struggling to remember any of the lyrics in particular, except this one, 1776, New York City, which is the start of the Hamilton. And someone has pointed out and has ruined Other Dimension Hamilton for me by saying that it sounds like somebody who's rapping a Wikipedia page. And I'm very sad they did that because it's destroyed a cultural touchstone for me. So let's hope someone else doesn't do that for this new version. What is it called again, this musical?
It hasn't got a name yet, but I assume as Hamilton is named after Alexander Hamilton, it will just be called Sentient Trash Island, or Trash.
Sentient Trash, Trash for short. And people will be dressed as trash, and they'll be going into the audience. They'll be like that Other Dimension musical, Cats.
I'm not a thaumaturg. I'm not a thaumaturg, Alison. Maybe you want to get on the team here.
Yeah, I would love to help them. I would love to help them. As long as we can make the trash sexually active, that we know as an audience members that this trash are sexually active. That's all I need.
As they say in Hamilton, immigrants, we get the job done. Although given that we are both white, I guess we count as expats. Is that the current controversy?
we are trash as well. We are sentient trash. I prefer that term.
I mean, as Bob the Sentient Trash Island says in many of his campaign speeches, aren't we all just sentient trash?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's very long to get on a poster.
U.S. Vice Presidential hopeful Dwayne The Rock Johnson today celebrated the opening of his new bicep, the first ever seen growing out of someone's chest. At first, we thought it was a nipple, of which I have plenty thanks to years of exercise, but that's a whole extra muscle no one's ever been powerful enough to have that's been granted to me by Gluteus, the god of muscles, says Mr. The Rock. The ribbon for the opening ceremony was cut by the muscle itself. And in sport, the Olympic Federation has finally caved to decades of public pressure and declared water polo to be exactly what you think it is. And now there will be horses in it. The horses will be issued with protective goggles and floaties, and the people who clean the pool will be issued an apology.
Don't you mean sports with an S?
No, I mean sport with a T. Well, I mean, it has an S at the beginning.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're talking about lots of different sports, wouldn't you put the S on there?
But if you're talking about, like, it's like you don't say fishes, you say fish.
No, I say fishes.
Okay. Oh, we have a link.
Like if I'm catching lots of fishes, why would I say fish? If I catch one fish or I catch a bunch of fishes.
I mean, fair.
I'm not going to try to teach you how to speak English, but I'm telling you, I'm right.
And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. Luring the Laird is the 53rd in the Hugs in the Hills book of supernatural romance thrillers set in ancient Scotland. McBurnburn Castle is a formidable fortress hidden in the highlands, shrouded in mystery and history and fog. Its thick walls hide its secrets. Weston Dare is the Earl of Craigieburn, half English aristocrat, half Scottish laird. He fiercely protects his Scottish heritage by wearing a kilt, and he also protects his dark secrets. His duty is to guard the castle and its dark secrets, but despite his duty and all the dark secrets, he is lonely. Avoiding the glittering parties of the London haute ton and wary of his unwanted secret talents, the legendary Earl of Craigieburn might be cursed to live as a shape-shifting bear warlock, but society condemns the eccentric aristocrat for his unfriendly ways. He lives in the shadow of rumour and superstition, wearing a kilt and skulking around his castle until someone knocks on his door late one night and he has to stand up for the one thing he believes in, true love.
Wow, that sounds good.
Forster Mackenzie is the widowed daughter of the Mackenzie Laird, the traditional enemies of Craigieburn. She's a feisty Scottish thistle who has no choice but to seek out the nefarious Earl of Craigieburn despite his black reputation. She approaches on the one night of the year when Weston is in the form of a sexy bear and he fixates on her scent. She's frightened, she's furious, she's sexy, and she's pregnant. Weston is an enigma, rough-featured but devastatingly attractive, consistently rude yet unfailingly polite, and irresistibly drawn to the daughter of his worst enemy. There's danger in the air, and something is stirring in dark places, and it's not just his penis. The intriguing Earl is not just a captivating lover, but ever so much more, and together they must solve the ancient enmity between their people, and their connection with the traditional power is about to start a hidden war. Luring the Laird.
Any idea if they're going to do like a Netflix series about this or something? Because that's just the best. I mean, that is everything about, you know, one thing I will just quickly say about the Scots, you know, is at the kilts. I think they figured something out with the kilts, because there are times in the summer where I see a lady in a skirt and I'm just going, man, I wish I could wear one of those. Just the breeze just on my, you know, because, you know, in the summertime, your balls, they really, the humidity, just to get a little breeze up there. And I did feel like the Scots figured it out.
I mean, you can wear a kilt if you like.
Not really, not here, you know, not here.
It's culturally unacceptable in America.
There's too much. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I'd say if the Rock started doing it, maybe it would catch on, but I don't want to get into that because he's let me down a big way lately.
It's a fascinating thing about the stock market, how much of it is just gambling based on how you think people will feel about things at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I have a bajillion Twitter followers. So if I say something like, I'm going to sell my space capacitor at a reduced rate, I can make the stock market go up, which puts a massive endorphin hit directly into my brain. So I invented this kind of special Bloomberg terminal to brain just because the amount I was spending on cocaine was unsustainable.
And of course, that's one of the reasons why you're currently bunkered down in your bunker at the bottom of the volcano.
because you're not allowed to do that kind of insider trading.
No, I can't do the insider trading. Again, the volcano is international ground space, so I can kind of manipulate them any world market as I see fit. That's very exciting. People make a big deal out of international waters and international airspace. You get low enough below ground, they're not coming for you. That's something I found. Also, it is kind of, it is under the volcano is a really good cocaine detox center.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Supply and demand is interesting because once you have like a global technology empire, it works a little differently, right? I go on a premise of demand and supply. I see a supply and I demand people give it to me. And that works really well. But you just have to get to that critical mass of having kind of a legislative lobbying arm and a which is very strong and muscular, as well as kind of a PR arm that's strong and muscular. I consider my company kind of like Goro from Mortal Kombat. Just a lot of strong arms and an interest in ripping people apart.
Well, it's an interesting economic times now. People are going to come to terms with the fact of that rap song, you know, that says more money, more problems, but they forget to add the important corollary that is less money, fewer, but much more significant problems.
Yes. And one of the other things about that song that people don't realize is sometimes you can get mo enough money that the mo problems are inflicted upon others. And that's kind of the level that I'm trying to get to, right? There is a nice zone that I have a lot of charts. You can see them right now because I'm plugged into them directly to my head. But where there's mo money, fewer problems for you. And that's kind of the zone you want to live in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm honestly, I think it'll be a relief when the whole society crashes to the ground and we don't have to worry about all these first world problems anymore. I can't wait to watch people fighting to the death over water on TikTok.
Oh, I think that's going to be very entertaining. People will be glued to it. The ad sales will be through the roof. And I will be watching those kind of, you know, first, second, and third world problems from Fourth World, which is the fourth clone of Earth that I've created. The first few were pretty funky, but the Fourth World, wow, it is like Earth, but better.
Well, it's going to be back to how it should be, a tiny aristocracy and everyone else wallowing in serfdom. God, King Bezos, and everyone else just sliding through pig shit, tweeting, I can't find my phone charger, hashtag first world problems. I last saw it when I was using it to garrote someone for a sandwich outside the burned out shell of a Pret.
Absolutely. And eventually, Bezos will accept my invitation to fight with lasers one-on-one. And then, you know, it'll be my fourth world. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. He so far has declined my invitation to fight with lasers.
I mean, that's a tragedy. And I wish for the best for both of you in that fight.
Thank you.
As ever, there were also some classic Johnson slammings of foreigners in his statement to the Commons. He referred to the octopus people of New Zealand as gropey, tentacled, knobbly-faced blobheads. Not entirely clear if this was or was not a compliment coming from Johnson. He also added that any country that didn't want to trade with Britain on Britain's terms can suck a big, fat British one to roars of approval from himself. So that's where the debate currently is. So, you know, some advance in terms of content and dignity, I guess. And another just an interesting little story on Brexit, Alice, is that secret government papers were photographed with a long-range camera with notes on the negotiations that have been conducted with the EU, and including various abbreviations. There were some curious about what these abbreviations stood for. There was one that was FINGX, that stands for fingers crossed. SPOS, that the deciphers have worked out, stands for steaming pile of shit. UPD, which was written in big letters across Britain's latest Brexit proposal, stands for unachievable pipe dream. CBTBU means come back to bite us, then OTA on the arse. There's one that was kind of all over these documents, was FIIK, which apparently stands for f*** if I know. And Balti, as in the famous curry dish, that was written, people thought, were they ordering a takeaway on these negotiation papers. Actually, it stands for Bollockal Long-Term Impact. So, and also the term Newcastle was written on it. Now, that's a kind of a jargon, a negotiation jargon from the British Brexit team, which Newcastle United Football Club, NUFC, and that stands for Not Understood Foreign Chit-Chat. So it did rather show where we are in the negotiations, and I don't know whether to feel optimistic, pessimistic, or just resigned to the fact that we are just drifting through the aching void of space.
I, for one, am thrilled that the UK and the US are going to have food trade deals, which means that the UK diet will now include up to 50% more highly dangerous pesticides, because the regulations in the US are bad and being rolled back as we speak. So I'm excited to see the new powers and limbs that British children grow in response.
Well, I mean, the great thing with eating food that is laced with pesticides like that is it stops colonies of termites growing inside your digestive tract. So, for the many people who see it as a negative, it's like the chlorinated chicken, isn't it? It makes eating chicken even safer than going for a swim. So, but people always look at the negatives and not the positives.
I often ask myself what feminism is and isn't about, because I have a cousin and she's an Instagram feminist. She does all these posts showing her face and her butt at the same time and does hashtag love your body feminism. I'm like, is that what I have to do as a feminist? Do I have to, I'm fine with my body, all my elbows are in the right places and I probably do the right amount of poo. Can that be enough?
Yeah, you should probably be freeing the nipple on a daily basis, Alice.
My nipples have never been enclosed.
Your nipples have been incarcerated ever since I've known you, Alice. Nipples are on death row.
You can never
free them.
You can never truly imprison my nipples if they feel free on the inside. They read a lot.
Oh God! Well, yeah, that's my Supreme Court news that took a very bizarre left turn.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.